foundation stuff. B&G, we have about 8 more projects that we'll be working on as soon as it stops raining and as soon as it stops being muddy out the back. The nest, we haven't even started yet. We have all the permits. We have our contractor that's going to do it is a GGI. But we're not going to start that for probably a couple weeks until we get to a break in the temperature and the weather. They can't pour concrete when it's below freezing, but it's muddy when it's above freezing. So maybe a month before we start, but it's not a big construction job. It'll take probably 2 months. It'll be done certainly before school is out, I would think. Something that's going to start in 2 weeks is the grandstands. The grandstands look like this. So it sounds like, you know, we've all been in grandstands that are just normal grandstands. These aren't just normal grandstands.
Of course not.
The little tent at the top with a cupola over it is the press box where we'll have all the national TV stations.
That's where board members get to sit.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very nice. We picked out some colors. You guys didn't come in, so I picked them. I'm sorry. Navy for the canopy, but then we have fencing to pick the color of and all the rest, so I hope you approve.
I told him he's got good taste.
I thought they were going with black.
Black is, the fencing is, black. You know, rubberized,
yeah.
Rubber over top of a regular cyclone fence. But this blue fencing up here, that's now silver.
Ooh.
So, but just like our logo. Our logo is mostly silver in the middle of the field.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that it's going to be like that color.
Okay.
So I get your approval.
Yeah.
But here's a full set of the drawings. It's pretty intricate, but they're going to start moving stuff in 2 weeks. It'll take them about 4 or 5 weeks to assemble, believe it or not, which is, it's a pretty complex job to do. And then we can decide at that point when we've seen it assembled where we want fencing on the inside, mm-hmm. and whether we want it or not, or where.
Just in time for the cross season.
Hope so. Other items that we will be working on besides the nest and the grandstands, it's irrigation. We are going to irrigate all the little areas around the fields. We're putting hedging around both of the turf fields. So it'll be like, you know, University of Georgia where you play between the hedges. Not quite that cool, but it's going to be pretty cool. So we're going to irrigate all that so they stay nice and green most of the year, we hope. We're going to do landscaping along with that irrigation. Both of those cost about $70,000 to irrigate properly and to landscape. So they sound like they're little bitty things, but they add up. So we'll be doing a lot of work there. The middle school has a drainage problem right outside of each one of the classrooms. There's a drip that goes right down next to the building from the condensation from the air conditioning unit inside of each classroom. Poor design. We need to take that water out in a hose or in a tube and put it underground, take it over to a bigger pipe that'll run right into the storm drain. So that's going to be done. So we're going to mess up out in front of the middle school when the ground's more firm. So that's another project. We have the final payment to Richard Y. Johnson, which we're withholding until they solve a little legal problem, which hopefully they will. We have roadways. If you go out back here, there's more parking being put in on this side of the natatorium or the aquatic center. We're going to make that all nice and, you know, curves and nicely landscaped, as well as the road put or the pavement put in. That'll be done. They're doing it right now, so they'll be pouring curbs tomorrow because it's supposed to be not rainy tomorrow. The walkways around each one of the two synthetic turf fields will be, today they are macadam or asphalt. We're taking that out, and it's going to be concrete, so they'll be white. They'll be much prettier than an asphalt path. Trish wanted that. I wanted that. It's a little bit expensive, but the foundation, I think, feels that it's worth it. We put so much money into the field, it'd be a shame to undress it around the sides. So we're going to do that. And then in between the two fields where the grandstands will be, on either side of the grandstands, we initially were planning sort of grassy areas, but they're fairly narrow, about maybe three of these tables going this way. Instead, we're going to put playground equipment in there, so when a mother comes with her kid to watch their older kid play a sport, there's a place for the kids to swing or do a seesaw or whatever. So we thought that would be a nice addition. That's sort of wasted ground anyway, so it's a good way for us to make this different than a lot of schools where the little kids don't have anything to do. You know, they play with their buddies, but there's no playground equipment, so that's what we're going to do. And it'll be right there. Right there where the people in the grandstands can watch. Just go to the side. I'll report this to the foundation tomorrow, but the foundation, believe it or not, has $3.2 million in cash in the bank. But paying for all this other stuff I just went through is going to eat up a little more than half of that. But we're in such good capital position, which is kind of surprising to us, but we are. We're going to be meeting tomorrow. One of the things we'll be talking about is a foundation board scholarship as compared to what we're going to talk about here, which is a school board scholarship. So we're going to have a race with the school board as to who has the best
scholarship.
So now
we're going to be competing over who's going to have the better scholarship.
There's nothing better than competition to make lift the game up. On the master plan, my last item, that we all have seen in the past, we're not doing, we're going to take time off. We're not going to do any more building beyond what I just said. We're not doing the tennis courts. We're not doing the baseball field. We're not doing the second softball field. We're not doing the track in these two fields, one inside the track, one here. Everybody see that? Those are all future projects. But we all need to take a break from begging for money. And the people that we would beg from are really pissed off if we come back at them again. So the idea is to let it lie, the field lie fallow for a year or two before we go after this stuff. Anybody that has a friend or acquaintance or a grandfather that really wants to do something for the school, and if they want to name a tennis court or a tennis complex, let us know. Baseball field, softball, second ball, softball field, track, and tennis courts. But it's going to have to come from them. We're not going to go out and ask for money for a while. And that's my report.
Any idea how much the annual fund has brought in so far?
No, we'd have to ask Gina.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, it was 29,000. I don't know what it has. She had 29,000. When I say 2 weeks ago, before Christmas, it was around 29,000. Or sometime around Christmas time. And I don't know if that was before, like, the end of the year, or because some people would send in checks before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the figure I'm giving you was before then or not.
Last item, we still have several ongoing major gift prospects that I've been meeting with. I had breakfast with one of them this morning. I've a meeting with one of them tomorrow. And these are people considering a gift big enough to name one of the synthetic turf fields. So that's $750,000. Both of these donor prospects have given us some portion of that already. And it's just a question asking them to step up if they want the advertising capability of something right on the field. All the fields that we have done, so we have six fields done, not counting the softball field. We'll have a big boulder next to the field. We're far enough away that nobody's going to run into it.
Oh, gosh.
But it's going to look sort of rustic. It'll be a big boulder, odd shape, but part of it will be flat, and there'll be a plaque there for the person who named that. So one of the grass fields will be the Horsey field for David G. Horsey, who donated all the sod for those fields. So that's the kind of thing that we will be continuing to do. We'll continue to pursue those major gifts, but we're not doing any every member canvas. We're now going out to all the parents or all of us. You know, we've done our job. We don't need to do any more. Always happy to have it, but it's low pressure time for a couple of years. So save your money. We'll be back.
So you don't want the board to be contributing on an annual basis?
Not necessary.
Okay.
I'd rather see that go into the annual fund and build up the annual fund or other things. I think the foundation is in good shape right now. I don't think we should direct money there or even ask for somebody new for money. If somebody moves in that's a, you know, an executive of a company and they come here and they want to they get their kid in because he's going into 11th grade or something and they want to move him in, we should ask that chap for some money, but we should do it politely after they've been here for a day or two.
Joe, just as you said that, it made me think about like the role of the foundation in contrast or in cooperation with the annual fund and so on. So do you foresee the foundation though, to even after the building projects are done, what do you see the foundation's role in terms of continuing to help Sussex Academy? I obviously have that question for a reason, and it has, well, yeah, what do you see?
What's your reason? You put your foot into it.
No, I did.
Well, you actually, you posed that to the foundation previously.
Because the previous foundation of this school, not of this school, but the previous foundation.
Mm-hmm. Of the previous school.
Of the previous school had, in my view, the grand plan that they were going to continue to support the school over time. That did not materialize. Okay.
Right.
So it got a different foundation now. And what's their role going to be 5 years from today? Mm-hmm. Or is it just to continue? I just want it out loud on the table. I mean, yeah. That's a fair question, right?
Initially, our view would be we would morph into an annual fund operation, but Gina has started an annual fund here, and it's better that it's internal to you rather than the foundation. So the foundation will do special projects.
Okay.
If you need something, you or Alan call us up and say, you know, we really need to fix something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whether it's maintenance or whether it's something new that you want. If we have the funds, we will most likely take that up with the board and the board will decide what to do.
Okay.
But also, when you talked about the scholarship, that's something that you would do moving forward.
Yeah, that would be an annual.
So that
is
similar to what the previous board committed to doing by giving those scholarships.
We also want to do things like, as Debbie knows, the foundation would like to consider, and we'll consider this tomorrow, a regular stipend for college trips.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take college trips to the south or to the northeast or wherever Debbie decides to rent a bus and take 17 kids along, it's expensive for a lot of our families.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Too expensive. So they don't go. Well, that's exactly what we don't want to have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we will give most likely like half of the funding that it takes to subsidize. Yeah. So for a parent will have to pay $150 instead of $300 or whatever the numbers
are.
That's great. So those are the kinds of things we want to do ongoing projects like that, that are linked to what we think the school's objective is, which is educate these kids best we can here and get them ready for college, but to really incent them to go on to college and see colleges and understand what this is like. If they go to Del Tech and say, this is college, they're not going to be very impressed. Nothing wrong with Del Tech, but it's not a very impressive campus like Princeton University. You go to Princeton University and say, if I can get in here, I really want to come here, and if I can afford it. So that's what we're gonna do.
And I'm putting it on the table more as a kind of a statement of intent for after Trish, or after Joe, or after 5 years from today. That's one.
5 years?
That's one.
I'm gonna last longer than that.
I know, but.
I think.
You know what I'm, I mean, you all understand what I'm saying.
I think as a.
I put it out here on the table because I want somebody to remember.
Well, and I feel like, as a board member, I would like the foundation to be actively involved in management. This way. You know what I mean? I want to see the foundation stay active. I do not want to see what happened with the prior board happen with this foundation board.
Yeah.
I want there to be a fabulous.
Well, that's why we have.
Symbiotic relationship.
It's part of our, the foundation's bylaws, that two of us have to be on the school board and vice versa. So there is somebody here every month telling you what the foundation is up to and telling you what our financial situation is. Because we couldn't figure that out from the last foundation. We had no idea, and they weren't willing to tell us. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Committee reports. The Sussex, the athletics report, I don't. I know Marty's not here.
Yeah.
It's here.
It's here. I don't know when, what I don't know is about this. Is there a, I don't know if Marty's gonna discuss that today.
There's several questions that he posed in the report that he was looking for answers to.
Correct. That was my, exactly. Yeah, I didn't know with the fees and events and. Obviously, there's a lot of brainstorming and thought into this, and that was really, I just wanted to kind of follow up, or if they needed follow up. If they needed further discussion or direction, or they're just kind of sharing the process as they're going along.
I think probably at some point, I don't know if there was some thinking maybe we could collect some money this year. Particularly with swimming, because it's easy. Well, it's easier to do when you have indoor sports and outdoor sports, okay? But I think this was more of a document to say, well, here's some information. This is a tentative proposal to kind of be looked at to make you aware, and as you say, if the board has any thoughts on, well, we really don't like that, or that's way out of line, or what have you, that.
As I recall, in the past, this has been somewhat of a contentious issue on the board. You know, I don't think that there's been a lot of consensus around to charge or not to charge. Actually, I don't know if I should rephrase that. There hasn't been a strong majority in support, I don't think.
Well, I think what we were thinking.
It's a different board now, though.
Well, I think what we were thinking, though, Jen, I agree, but want to say this. I think originally it was, heck, we don't have our facilities in place. We don't have teams in place. Let's build, you know, the old building, and they will come. Once we have substantial programs in place.
And varsity sports.
Well, I think that's my, I think it's comparable, certainly high school, if you look, a number of the high schools do that. It was the middle school, I was like, oh. Not all, though. Yeah.
So I guess the thing is, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, and I don't know.
At the next meeting.
We're not paying anybody. Middle school hockey.
So we should make sure that we talk to Marty and say to him, this should be an agenda item for the next meeting.
Yeah, perfect.
And everyone can review this and that's come up with an opinion.
If everybody takes the time to, please look at it.
Yeah.
Jot down your thoughts, and we'll just bring it back.
My own professional opinion, as one of the points here, is that we ought to, if we can raise some revenue, we ought to charge for what we can. Our problem is going to be finding people to manage.
Well, that's what I was going to say. As long as we can manage it, in a reasonable way, I say, I agree with you. But that's always been the big issue, is who's gonna do all this? Who's gonna, you know, you're dealing with cash, we don't like to deal with cash, I mean, there's.
What do other, what are the other schools do?
They're intelligent, yeah.
But I think the other schools have a much expanded booster program than we do.
No, some of them do. Well, they have, it's generally, that's true and not true. Depends on the sport.
Correct, exactly.
Depends on the sport. It depends on, well, it depends on winning and losing, community support, the coach, I mean, it depends on 5 million things. So. Yes and no.
Where does this money go?
The money would go back to the school.
To fund the programs.
Should go back into the athletics budget. You know.
Right, we want people to not try out for sport, or not try out for sport.
If their parents wanna come watch them.
Yeah, 2 games a week times how many weeks at.
I mean, we have a free and reduced lunch standard already, you would just, I would think you would just include those people under there.
You kinda like the Cape Henlopen where you have a $20 student athletic pass for all 4 years. We wanna get, generate money from others coming.
That's right, the goal is from others coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very good program that they have at the Cape Henlopen here.
Yep.
Well, then.
They do, and they're raising $20,000 per student to run their district, okay?
Well, I'm just saying that we don't wanna charge our parents extra money, we want to get the visitors to be paying for our stuff, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So go ahead and review the report. Jot down your thoughts, your ideas. We'll talk about it a little bit more next month.
One thing that's not included and probably should be is that we are hosting the Henlopen Conference Swim Meet, Championship Swim Meet.
And we're gonna have concessions and stuff, right?
I believe so, but that's the only money we get, we don't get any money.
That's okay.
Concession.
Sports booster does concessions.
And we're thinking about doing a t-shirt and get sponsors on the back.
Concessions should be done by food trucks.
Yeah.
If you're gonna, if it's, when are they gonna have this? Is this a long meet?
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
It's the 11th of February.
That Lake Forest isn't too happy about that.
No, they came over here.
I gave them.
They
want
to get rid of it?
Well, see, the gal who always runs it, she's now the woman, not the girl, is an assistant principal. She doesn't, she's ready to give it up. She used to be at Lake Forest in their pool. Now she's an assistant principal in Smyrna.
But it is a pain in the ass.
From the 11th?
It's in here somewhere.
They held a permit for the mess.
Isn't it here somewhere? It's in here, it's gotta be.
Okay, what's next? She just can't help herself.
You're a girl.
And I can't either.
So that was the one, that was one report that I wanted to point out. Of course, Joe took care of building and grounds. Recognition, very nice function, I believe, in December before the holidays with the faculty and staff. We did receive nice thank you note. It was, I thought it was really nice.
Did everybody see the thank you note?
Yeah, feel free to pass that around. Very sweet. Anything else in particular of mention from committees?
Yes, I would like to just briefly talk about the preference committee. Yes, which I am the chairperson of. Our members are Denise, Chris, myself, and Lauren. I'm hoping that all of those people are willing to come back. Lauren, I guess. I'm looking at you. You're the holdout. We need to.
Can I suggest something?
Yes.
I think one of our two new board members should be.
Well, yes.
With you. We have a volunteer?
I think so too. So what we're talking about is, this is the, it's the special preference committee. It's the committee that reviews the applicants who indicated in their application to the school that they wanted to be considered for the special preference for our learning model here. So what is entailed is reviewing essays, everyone, and there's many. And then we call that down, we use a rubric, we call that down, and then we have interviews with probably, well, it depends, but.
Just depending.
Twenty-four.
About 20 to 30, I'm using those round numbers, 20 to 30 interviews, and then culling that down to.
One.
We don't determine the number yet.
We won't know yet.
So.
But it's a handful, but you come out of this.
11, 12, 14.
I think it was eight last year.
We usually do the interview, we do the interviews here, we do them over a course of two or three nights. And it requires outside of that, probably one or two group, probably two group meetings and then some work reviewing the applications on your own. So Shanta, are you in? You're shaking your head like you want to do it?
Oh, I was disagreeing. Did you want to?
Can't move.
You have to, that lovely picture was painted.
She's so rude. I mean.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, we'd love to have you.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Lauren, you're back.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
It's not
a
big commitment.
On this, yeah.
Yep.
So then, we'll have five of us, which is great. And then we need you to think about and appoint a faculty member. We need to.
Set a date.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you want me to just talk with Trish and propose some dates? Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to. We can't solve that problem right now.
No.
Normally, we do these interviews in February, and normally we do it in. Sorry, let me just figure out when we.
But you've got a different one. You're not talking about the process. They got to read.
Yeah, I kind of just.
She just did.
Went through that.
Last year we did. We started like the February 20th, and we were done by March 1st, if I remember right.
Yes, we did 22nd, 24th, 22nd, 20.
Late February.
Yeah, we did the last week of February. So I'll look at the calendar and
because we have kind of kept canceling from the snow.
Yeah, no, that was the year before, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the year before. Yeah. So anyway, I'll look at the schedule and put some information out. And I will send you out some information just from prior years. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Just an FYI, there are 167 students.
So that means.
But we'll pull out the ones that got into the lottery today. So it may come down to 120.
Yeah, but so that's 120 essays we have to read. Yeah.
Most of them you can read like
but
that.
But no lie. Yeah.
It's a paragraph.
Yeah, it's a paragraph.
Most are paragraphs. Some
are three or four pages.
Yes.
Type.
You could, I think.
Small font.
You're not the
first. Oh, just stop it.
That's the ones that the parents do for them.
The little stuff.
I did it.
Okay.
Courtesy of Mr. and Mrs.
Exactly. We really, 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 really.
Traveling copies after Xing out all the identifying criteria. Everybody read everything. And then we all read.
And then we had our yes and no maybe.
I was a top writer.
Yeah, okay.
The good thing last year. Was we had two interviews going at the same time.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That
the
was
previous
good.
Yeah, we did streamline last year a lot. So anyway, so I'll get some information out to that group and.
Wow. Do you have two telephones?
I know. I'm like.
Yeah, I'm that important.
Oh my God.
Chris. We're trying to hide something.
Lauren, Shanta. And Alan, you're going to do the. You'll do interviews too, right? And, okay. So that's six of us. So we could really probably do maybe three interviews at the same time.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you.
I think that's all. Do you have anything policy?
Alan and I are working on policies that were recommended by.
The auditor.
And I read them over, and I am not an accountant, and it clearly showed when I read them over that I need accounting expertise. So I corrected what I thought were
syntax and just tried to make them more easy to understand, but I would like if Steve and Chris would look at them.
Sure.
Right, Alan?
Is that what we decided?
Okay.
Fund balance policy and what was the other?
One was about the
Capitalization policy.
The 5,000, the items have to be, if they're $5,000 or more, they're capital, and if they're below $5,000, yeah.
The other thing you want to take, when you do this, you want to take into account, or at least know that it's there, or go in and read it. In their current policy, there is policy language relative to bringing forth the budget and blah, 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 and also a policy relative to how much of a balance you have to have.
And basically.
All I'm saying is know it's there so you can.
Yeah, basically, when I emailed Suzy, I said it's sort of like what we did with the FOIA and the FERPA and everything else.
So I didn't go through that whole chapter 600. Is that what I need to do?
Probably.
Okay.
So dovetail some of that stuff into it.
All right, so maybe we should do that first before we have Christmas Eve. Okay.
Can I ask a question? Who is the chair of our legislative committee?
It's under governance now.
So
it's me, Suzy Mitchell, for the tape report.
You have any report on what the legislature's going to be doing?
I've had a very difficult time finding somebody who's connected with the legislature or a lobbying organization to be on my committee.
Have you asked anybody?
I have. I've gotten quite a few no's.
Rhett said no?
Pardon me?
Rhett said no?
Rhett.
Rhett.
Rhett Ruggiero?
He can't.
Yeah.
I don't think he could. He's already the lobbyist for Charter School Network, so I don't know that he could.
If he's just on a committee.
We're not asking to be a lobbyist. We're asking just.
Okay. Rhett Ruggiero. I don't know.
He would. My guess is he will jump at the chance. He may not be available all the time.
Okay.
But he's a direct pipeline to everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. It involves us because he's.
Do you have his number?
With us.
Or email?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Somewhere, I
don't
know how to get it.
Great.
Maybe Jamie. What did you ever talk to Jamie?
I did talk to Jamie.
And he said no.
He said he didn't want to be on the committee. That he could informally keep us.
Updated,
but I haven't heard anything from him. I'm guessing that Kendall would do as much for us as Jamie would. I'd really like somebody a little bit more involved and a little bit higher level if I could get that person.
Yeah, I think your person's
Rhett. Would be my person?
Yep.
Thank you.
And I also, Southern Delaware now is mostly Republican. It's not mostly Democrat. Which is a good thing, because the Republicans, the ones that I've talked about three of our legislators down here recently for other reasons, they all are infatuated with this school. Can't say enough good things about it. What a wonderful leader we are in education in this county in such a short period of time. So we can use our legislators. Brian Pettyjohn would be happy to give you what he knows, what's going on in the Senate.
So would Ron Gray, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say this, I have had personal conversations with both Ron Gray and Gerald Hawker about the legislation to change the start date, the school start date. And both of them, Ron suggested that it's going to come back up, and both of them are in support of it. And I made it very clear, particularly to Ron, that we are not in favor of it, and that if they have any control over the drafting of it, that they would build in an exception for charter schools. And so I feel like that's an issue that we have to keep an eye on, for sure.
Well, and most of it, probably if I were to go in and look at the calendars for charter schools, they're significantly different, and they're not necessarily consistent with what the regular calendars are. In other words, they start earlier, mm-hmm. and all those kinds of things.
Now, the beauty here, this is a perfect example of why the local legislators need to get involved to put the language in to say, not charter schools. It won't. This is not a problem up north. This is a problem in Sussex County.
Mm-hmm.
This is where all the summer employees of the boardwalk crowd,
yeah.
They don't want to lose them on August the 15th. They want to keep them through Labor Day. So they're thinking about passing a law, which is absolutely ludicrous, but they're thinking about it, to not allow public schools to start school until after Labor Day.
And the way I framed it.
As long as we get exempted from that.
That's right. And the way I framed it to Ron is I said, it would be appropriate to give charter schools an exception because we are accepted from any, we are self-regulating, you know what I mean? Like, it would be appropriate, it wouldn't be out of. Yeah, so we'll say, but we need to stay on top of that one.
Does that Maryland legislation apply to athletics as well? Or is it just for academic?
No, it's school start dates.
So it impacted athletics.
So probably doesn't impact summer practice. But they usually do that in late afternoon anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, just the schedules.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if anybody needs to understand why we don't have football.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen the movie Concussion?
Yeah.
See the movie Concussion?
Right.
It's all, you know, it's on Netflix or somewhere.
I'll see what times you come in.
Steve, do you have anything further from finance that wasn't already?
We didn't meet.
No, we didn't meet. The next CBOC is in February. We will be, I'm sorry?
No, I was talking.
We will be revisiting the budget projection for the year, as Alan had mentioned, and we hope to review a draft there. Alan and I are also looking at, the last time we met, we talked about the revenue side of things and we took a little bit of a deep dive and next meeting we'll look at expenses as well, hopefully in a similar fashion. So a little bit of a projection, a little bit of a deep dive in terms of controllable and non-controllable expenses and a learning ideation type of session around the financials.
Can't wait for that.
Good.
Scintillating.
You get to see what keeps me up at night.
Old business.
Yes, board scholarship. So I sent an email around proposing, I didn't hear back from too many people. So I asked everyone to come sort of prepared to think about it or discuss it just a little bit. How does everyone feel about a figure of 2,500?
That's a good number.
Per board member?
I didn't get the email.
Yes, that's exactly what it says, Chris.
Okay, so is there anyone?
I'll take your check right now.
What is this a one-year scholarship or a four-year scholarship?
This would be a one.
One time.
One
graduating senior.
I mean, I.
Graduating senior.
Yeah.
Graduating senior gets a scholarship for their freshman year, but we leave them high and dry for their sophomore year.
Listen, foundation, you can do what you want in your foundation scholarship. I think it's more than, maybe it's not a scholarship, maybe it's an award, maybe we, it's an award.
You said we have to define what the parameters are still.
Yeah.
But I think first, just kind of zeroing in on some sort of estimate of cost and making sure that it's amenable to everybody around the table.
I mean, that would be about $200 a person.
I already sent a check at the end of last year because I know Trish had sent an email out.
Oh, for the board scholarship?
Yeah, before.
You go, girl.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you'd send an email out before.
I sent one too, but I need to supplement it now.
I cashed that.
You sent an email out. I want to say back in November or December.
Yeah, you did.
Referenced that. Yeah. We had discussed it, so I just.
Yeah, we're trying to catch people before the end of the year.
Yeah, you try to catch
people. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
All right, so we just need to put those, make sure those checks get allocated there and then figure out.
So this is money that will be raised from the board every year for this award.
Yep. Correct.
And we have an appropriation.
It's not a scholarship, you're right.
It's an award.
We have an appropriation set up and Debbie's acting sort of as the clearinghouse of keeping track of what various scholarship or awards are in there because there have been others.
So the thing is we have to determine what on what basis we would give this award. And I know we had talked a little bit about students who might not necessarily be the valedictorian
Correct.
Or, you know, this, but that students who embody
leadership skills and stuff like the board.
Maybe Debbie can share with us what we currently have.
Oh, that's exactly, remember we talked about that. We said we wanted to find out what in terms of graduation, what was already in the pike or what was being thought about or because we want to make sure it's something different than already is in existence.
Debbie, Do you want to talk about that now? That's a question. Do you just want to roll it off your head now, or do you want
to
have some time?
I'm trying to think what I can roll off my head right now. I know that we have the Dutton scholarships, and those are for STEM.
So I'm going to make a proposal.
I was just going to say, yeah.
I think what you ought to do, because you've got time to make a decision, is let Debbie go in and take kind of a broad brush or a more significant brush of what is out there. Let her come back and report in February. I guess you'll still have time. So in February, or between now and February, you kind of decide, well, here's what I think, without having all the information. And then make a decision. Somebody do a little, or a couple of you get together and say, based on what we've heard, these are going to be the requirements. Here's how we're going to do it. You bring that back to the board in March. You approve it, and that gives the kids time to
apply
for the award or not apply.
Or not.
Maybe it's not even an
application. I don't even think it's an apply. Right. I think we get together and we pick a person. Obviously, we're going to need your help.
I don't think I'm qualified to pick a person.
I don't either.
Well,
I think you are,
but you have to get input.
Debbie.
Yeah. And maybe we have another faculty member or two involved in it. But
when you say what's out there, do you mean just in-house, like what our students are applying for? Just that.
I'm interested in just in-house. Okay. There is so much externally for you to start to narrow that down. No, I'm not looking for that. I think I'm more interested in internally what's going to be in existence, because that's not, I don't think we want to duplicate that.
Right.
Might it overlap something extra? Sure, it might. However, that we really have no control of. So I'd like a handle on what are the thoughts behind what internally.
So it's not all the same kid getting the same.
Correct.
Kids. Mm-hmm. It's annoying when you go to those
criteria.
Things.
Just
one kid gets
to
eight.
Broaden,
no one else gets any.
Broaden the chance for somebody in that class to get something.
Right.
Well, now that I disagree with.
Well,
this is not a participation award.
No, we're not saying it's participation.
Maybe like a kid who's.
But I don't want to only say it's a leadership award, because that doesn't apply. That leadership awards are already going to be in existence.
Okay.
Already. I want to do something different from what's going to be internal.
You have the answer?
Like
maybe
give
it
there's
to
a
us.
Service, a kid who does a lot of
give
service.
It
yeah.
Maybe
the
service.
Student,
right.
The student who best exemplifies the IB print, the IB learner.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
But we didn't know.
But maybe not.
But is that something that you're already doing internal? We wanted to get a handle on what was happening internally before we started brainstorming. We don't want to duplicate.
And internally meaning awards that are coming from within this school building.
Correct.
Not what kids are applying for.
Correct.
But awards that we are going to be giving
only
out.
Only students
correct.
At our school are eligible.
Like
for
valedictory
correct.
And
exactly.
things like that.
Exactly.
And
yes.
One of the things we talked about is kind of like what the state of Delaware does, or the Delaware Community Foundation is doing, like a common app for the scholarships, so that students who are interested in these in-house scholarships,
correct.
They check which ones they're applying for. They provide some general information once, not three, four, five
correct.
Times. And then each group can glean from it what they felt was important for their
exactly.
scholarship.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a little profile on them. Because I agree with Susie. I'm not in a position to say, Jimmy Joe, I don't know Jimmy Joe from Sammy whatever. I mean, I know. So I'd like to know, because I don't want somebody to be overlooked and later find out, like, oh my gosh, if I had only known about that kid.
Right.
But I don't.
Well, kind of feel like if the faculty is maybe saying, well, these are the awards out here. There's a leadership one and a community service one, and who best exemplifies the IB principles. And if they're looking at all the students and all the different awards, they can figure out who fits each one best.
What are you guys going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow, but I can tell you what we did at our school when I was a graduating senior. The faculty had an award, which was the one everybody coveted, and then the students themselves in the senior class voted for whatever the principals were that they were to be graded by, voted for one, and those two awards were the two things that everybody cared about. They didn't have any scholarship money attached to them, but it was your peers or your teachers that mm-hmm. made the decisions that made all the difference to us as kids. So I like that idea where there's, here that we're talking about having a financial attachment to it for their college use, but I think having the faculty who knows the kids make a decision or be heavily involved so we don't feel like we're taking shots in the dark.
Correct.
And the students themselves making a decision about who is the guy that really stands out. Not necessarily the guy or gal that stands out, not necessarily as the captain of the soccer team or right. whatever, but all the qualities that we want to, that are come off of there, you know, service,
well, even down
good to
that.
Others, honesty, all those kinds of things. If you put it in, if we put it in writing as a way of looking at it, then I think it's a great idea to have the faculty make that decision, or the students, or have two different awards.
Well,
one doesn't have to have any money
attached
to it.
That's like, I mean, we had the math award and the English award and the whoever the like academic awards for. I don't know if that's what. I don't know what's being thought of, and that's kind of where
and we have, I don't know,
we do I
don't
know
that we're not very far along that path.
Yeah.
I know I had talked about there being a faculty award, just one, and yeah. And
I think it's just starting
where,
to kind of pin some of these down.
That's where it started, that, well, we'd like to have one, and that's where
mm-hmm.
It's nowhere at this point. I mean, quite frankly,
mm-hmm.
it's nowhere. And again, because have I not brought it up again? Has anybody brought it up again? No,
right.
I haven't.
Right.
So
well,
that's
at a minimum,
reason.
Everyone write your check and send it in. We'll get the money in there, and then we'll figure out
and
what to
sure
do.
And
the check as well.
So I think it's $200. If it's to get to 2,500, we need about $200 a board member.
208.
To Sussex Academy, right?
Sussex
what
Academy.
I basically said
and
is everyone give what you're comfortable giving.
You're
going to
call
right?
it award, right? You're going to
yes.
call it you're going to call it award.
Yes.
Right now it's an it's 208.33.
Everyone should give what they're comfortable giving, and then if we need to get some more money to meet 2,500, we'll worry about that then.
Yeah, but make sure you include in the memo line that it's for the award, the scholarship,
yes.
whatever.
So we know how to
because. We had some that came in that we weren't sure if it was for that or for
annual
the
funds.
Annual campaign. Or
I put a cover letter. I attached a cover letter with mine
mm-hmm.
and then put it in
yeah.
the memo line.
Yeah, you, yours was clear. Yeah.
Okay. Any new business?
It was awesome.
Public comment?
Where is our public today?
I have
no public.
They left.
Yeah. I'm surprised. We didn't. And nothing for executive session. So, without further ado, could I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second. Chris?
I'm sorry, who was
first?
I'm
first. Susie Mitchell.
Susie?
Okay.
Chris was second. All those in favor? Aye. Meeting adjourned. 5:13.
New.